Okay, I'm going to talk about the elite class today. Being in Taiwan has really opened up my awareness to how there are these people everywhere. Everywhere you go in the world, there are these people that find little manipulative ways of getting power over civilization. And they really despise ordinary people, and they think that everyone has to bow down and obey them, and they cannot be reasoned with. And it's like, while you and I are going about our jobs, trying to improve the world, trying to have better, happier lives, these people aren't trying to have better, happier lives. They're trying to dominate. And it's so they're naturally attracted to government and to acquiring businesses, like buying other companies, mergers, acquisitions, and money. Money, they love to get involved in anything to do with loaning money or with banking or credit unions. I mean, money is a currency. Commodities, water, education. They love to get their greedy little fingers in education. Business law, zoning, commodities, things we need, internet, oil, communications. They just, greedy people are attracted to any of the main veins that society needs. And I don't go all conspiracy theory on it. Of course, there are conspiracies on the planet. Conspiracy people, a lot of times, someone from a sheriff's department somewhere quoted, I think it was from Joe Apiro's. What was his? Who was Sheriff Joe? Was he from Texas or something? Yeah. And he was creating trouble. All of a sudden, some scandal in the news came out about him or whatever. Right? Because they don't like anyone. Again, the elites don't like anyone questioning their power. So they hit the scandal button. Oh, we'll disappear him via scandal. Boop, there, insta scandal. And now he's gone. And they tried that on Kevin Spacey. And Spacey, well. Spacey knows the power game. And Kevin Spacey and Donald Trump are two people that the scandal play didn't work on. And I've always been cheering Spacey secretly, not because I think he's a good person, but because I don't like people playing the scandal button. We'll do insta scandal to get rid of people we don't like. Right. I'm not a fan of that. But we've got these elites that use the insta-scandal tactic in order to maintain their control. But I think it was someone coming out of the Sheriff Joe's office who said what we thought was a conspiracy wasn't a conspiracy at all. It was the truth. And I thought about that. I'm going, who learned this guy how to talk? I think he meant to say what we thought was a conspiracy theory wasn't a theory at all. A conspiracy is not a theory. A conspiracy is not a non-theory. It's or you could say what we thought was a conspiracy theory was conspiracy fact. Like, I think that's what he meant to say. Conspiracy just means that you've got people secretly planning something. A surprise birthday party is a conspiracy. That's what a conspiracy is. So, I don't get into, I mean, there are conspiracies in the world. People do this. There are crimes named conspiracy. I think treason in America is defined as conspiring against the United States because conspiracies do happen. I don't go nuts theorizing about them, but they do happen. Where are they? I don't care. I only know that there are a whole bunch of people who aren't all in cooperation. Maybe many are, but I don't care. There's these people that think it's their right to dominate. And just as much as they're in America, they're here in Taiwan. They don't care about ordinary people. You go to there's a legislator up the road that I was talking with, and she worked for the legislator in my area. And she said, this other legislator I was talking to, she said, that old boss, she was my boss before. I used to work for her. And I went to her and I said, hey, we've got to do this. We've got a campaign promise. We've got to go do something. It's time to take action. And she told me, oh, no. We can't do that. It'll be too much change and it'll make people angry. Well, I said, but we made a promise. This is part of our party's platform, and this is what we do, and we promise we do it. Oh, no, she said. We don't want to make people angry, though. That's more important. And again, why bother making the promise if you're not going to keep it? And this is supposedly, that's the party that's against the Chiang Kai-shek KMT nationalist establishment. Right. So I everywhere I go, we run into these people. They're everywhere. And I really think Peter Jackson was on to something in The Hobbit, the first installment of The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, when Lady Galadriel is talking with Gandalf in Rivendell, and she says, why the halfling? And he says, well, Saruman believes it is only great power that can stop evil, but that's not what I've found. I've found it's the everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keeps the darkness at bay. And Peter Jackson was involved in the movie scene, and he knows as well as Mel Gibson that everywhere you go, there's an old boys club and there's an establishment that doesn't want, they're like Krypton leaders. They don't want to explore. They don't want to expand. They want to stay home and basically eat themselves. They want to just eat away the very foundation on which they stand because they don't know how to go out and produce something new. They just want to be fat and happy and comfortable, even if it ends up destroying themselves, because they don't think about how the future is shaped by the present. They don't think about that. They only think about their own comfort and power. They don't understand how to create. They don't understand how to develop a new business. So this elite class, I've come to Taiwan and I watched it crush me, and I looked around and it was crushing everybody else in Taiwan. And I look at that and I see what China's trying to do to Hong Kong. And then I look at it, how people are responding to Trump, like how they're just attacking him, and it's like it never stops, it never ends. We're never gonna do something to make them leave us alone. People that want to be lazy and fat and happy and eat themselves and eat us along with it. You can't make them happy. You have to keep stepping forward and doing good and speaking truth and keep inventing new things, because when Krypton finally eats itself, it's going to be gone, and you need to have a place to go. See you tomorrow.